This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes. As we've been hearing this morning, in Iran, the president has been sworn in for a second term almost 8 weeks after the disputed election there. His inauguration means that the guy the Obama administration will need to continue dealing with, or ignoring him as the case may be, is in Tehran. So the power and status of the president matters to Washington. Joining us for a look at how powerful the Iranian president is now after weeks of protest, we're joined by our partners in the BBC in London by Roger Hardy, Middle East analyst and frequent visitor to the region. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So, Roger, set the scene for us. What was the swearing-in ceremony like?
Well, they wanted it to be normal. They wanted it to be business as usual. But embarrassingly, there were some empty seats. There were dozens of MPs who didn't show up to show their disapproval of Ahmadinejad. He gave a speech which was kind of the usual stuff from him. He's signaling that he's not giving up his foreign policy, his hostility to the outside world, and the message of kind of social justice at home, which is really what got him elected in the first place four years ago.
Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I praise God Almighty for giving the Iranian people the chance, who came to the scene and created an unprecedented epic on the 22nd of Khordad and the election day.
So, Roger, we often hear these grandiose terms from him, but are the Iranian people buying it?
No, I think a significant number of them are not. The protests on the streets now are not anything like as big or as noisy as they were some weeks ago. There was some small protesting going on outside the parliament building today. But you look at the blogs, you look at the websites, the Twitters, there's still a lot of anger there. They just don't believe he was elected in a fair way, and therefore they don't buy into the legitimacy of this new government.
Well, I would think, Roger, they would listen to this unprecedented epic statement on the part of Ahmadinejad, and most Iranians would say, yeah, the unprecedented epic is the protests since the election, not your arrival.
I think that's right. He was repeating the kind of rhetoric you have, that the supreme leader, as he's called in Iran, said that the elections were a miracle, that they were a kind of wonderful flowering of people power. It's very hard for anybody to believe that, I think, either inside Iran or outside, where I think the country, the new government, the re-elected president, is really going to be cold-shouldered in the places that matter.
Roger, I'm really curious about these empty chairs. Does this speak to the weakening of this regime, that these folks could afford to not show up and not fear for their futures, for their safety?
Well, keep in mind that the parliament nowadays is a very conservative place. These are Ahmadinejad's own people, but many of his own side, the religious conservatives, don't like him. They think he's too independent-minded, he doesn't listen to advice. And basically, the thing that his biggest problem, he promised to put right the economy and he hasn't done it. The Iranian economy is in bad shape. So he's not just being attacked from the reformist side, but from within his own camp, too.
This is fascinating stuff, and we really appreciate you joining us. That was Roger Hardy, BBC's Middle East analyst, talking about Iran.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.